nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we have some comments from the audience. The first one I have is Mr. David Overly.
Yes.
Thanks for letting us talk. Officially, I know nothing about what allegedly is going to happen behind closed doors, but I've heard rumors, so I'm here to speak in support of Dr. Sam Lee. He has been a consummate professional in the 15 years that I've known him. As in any supervisor-subordinate relationship, there's always disagreements, but we've always worked things out, and he's always behaved in a very professional way. I actually applied for the job that he has back in 2001, and one of the prompts was, how will you bring an out-of-control department under control? Now, when he arrived, Dr. Lee, you know, did have some preconceived notions about how the department would work under him, and they didn't always work out, but I've seen tremendous growth on Dr. Lee's part. We used to try to have never-ending department meetings, but instead he handed out assignments to the people who were most interested in doing something. So he allowed us to follow our interests and our strengths rather than following a cookie-cutter type approach. I personally have thrived under Dr. Lee's leadership, and I think the department functions well, and I learned to depend upon his leadership qualities. And whenever I heard of him seeking a job somewhere else, become a, you know, VP or a president or something, I always had mixed feelings. On the one hand, I wanted what was best for him, but I didn't want to lose him as our dean. And he's also shown an interest in us as human beings. Back in January, my father unexpectedly died, and I just wanted, I was teaching the winter session, and I just wanted to give my students six, you know, weeks worth of work and get on a plane, fly out of here, and say, I'll be back in a week. But Sam insisted we get a substitute so that, you know, I could just focus on my family situation. And I wanted to say, Sam, I've got it covered, just let me go. But he insisted, and a substitute was found, and he was right. And my students benefited from his leadership. I think we in the language arts department have benefited from his leadership. And a large percentage of us want him to remain our dean. And my suspicions have me thinking of Martin Niemöller, a German clergyman of the 1930s who ended up spending 7 years in a concentration camp for speaking up. So I asked, why am I speaking up? And this is what Niemöller said. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I'm not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So I came here to speak for Dr. Samuel Lee, so someone will.
Thank you, Mr. Overly. The next person is Paul Swatzel. Mr. Swatzel?
Hi. Good afternoon, members of the board, district administration. I have prepared nothing for this talk, so I don't have a whole lot to say. But I don't know who this is about, but I'm assuming it's about Dr. Sam Lee. And I've known Sam, not well, since he was the Dean of Language Arts, but I've worked with him through various committees and whatnot over the 13 years I've been here, and I have to say that I have never, every interaction I've had with him has been very professional, and he's been very helpful to me at times, especially when Jim McClain was on vacation or something. A lot of times Sam would take over, and if I had an issue come up, however small it was, Sam stopped what he was doing to help me out. So I just want you all to know that. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. We have Ms. Kathy Day. Ms. Day.
Good afternoon, esteemed board. I stand before you today with no prepared speech. And if you know me at all, you know that I always come prepared with things written down so that I can touch on every point and not miss a single beat. I come before you today as Dean Lee's assistant. I'm not labeled assistant. I'm his secretary, but I'm not his secretary. I'm his assistant. I've worked full-time since I was 19 years old. I'm way past 19. I've worked for a lot of different people in a lot of different types of work. Some more effective than others, some managers not as strong as they could be. Some I enjoyed working for, some not so much. But you're always looking for the same type of manager, to excel in ethics, morals, to get the job done. But not just the job, but the people that are behind that person, because he is the leader of the department. If he so much as falters, the department falters. When Dr. Lee came to work, I had been hired under Jack Jans. I thought, there is no way that I can work for anyone else but Jack Jans. And I only had the time with him of 18 months. And Sam began from USC with a totally different mindset than what Citrus really has. But it didn't take him long. And I very quickly realized that every characteristic that you're looking for in a top performing manager, Sam Lee had. I have learned so much from him and enjoyed so much working with him that I joked with him, if you ever leave Citrus, you must take me with you. And he would say, oh, you don't want to do that. Yes, I do, because I know that under his tutelage, I continue to learn and to master my craft as much as he molds the entire department. He is the language arts department, and right now we are a ship without its master. I wanted you to know just a little bit of the person that you will be speaking with at some point, and about his family, his life at Citrus. We miss him and we honor him. Thank you for your time to speak today.
Thank you, Ms. Day. I have a Mr. Joseph Harvey. Mr. Harvey?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This feels kind of familiar. I haven't done this for a while, though, but I'm here to speak on behalf of Sam Lee also. I support everything that the previous three instructors spoke, you know, said that those things are all true. When Sam came on, I was the president of the union, and Sam was pretty much was relatively known and assigned as the front man for Dr. Zellers. And so, needless to say, that Sam and I came in contact with each other quite often. And we did disagree on a few things. But we disagreed without being disagreeable. And over the years, Sam and I became very close. He challenged me to do things that I may not have wanted to do. But when I found out that I accepted the challenge and it proved to be worthwhile, he was right. One of the things I think that we had a mutual respect for each other. We had a mutual trust for each other. And although I'm not here anymore on a regular basis, I would like to see Sam continue, because I know he's been good for the department, and I know he's been good for me, and I know he's been good for the school. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harvey. And I have a Tasha, I'm not sure if I can pronounce the last name of that. Ben Horn, I apologize.
That's okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak. I need to apologize, I'm very sick. And the only reason I'm here is to speak on behalf of Dr. Lee. He's been a constant professional in my 15 years of dealing with him. He encouraged me for my professional growth. He encouraged my professional activities in NCA, National Communication Association. Eventually became the 2007 National Outstanding Educator of the Year for the community colleges for that profession. I owe that to Dr. Lee's encouragement. He's
there for the students. He's there for the faculty. He's there for the school. He is an important part of Citrus College. On a personal note, I will tell you, a year and a half ago, my son was in a horrible traffic accident. My granddaughter and her baby were killed that day. My son was in critical condition. We did not expect him to live. It happened over Labor Day weekend, and I sent a text to Dr. Lee saying that I would not be able to return to school on Tuesday when we got back from the break. He immediately called me and said, whatever you need, go take care of your family. We did not get back from the break. He did live, but he left seriously with serious injuries. Right after that, my best friend, I got an emergency text when I was in the classroom that this person had a heart attack, and I was medical power of attorney. And so I immediately had to do something, and I immediately called Dr. Lee and said, my students are sitting in the classroom. I need to give authority and authorization for treatments to try to save this person. Unfortunately, the person died, and Dr. Lee was again there. And when I came back to campus, I found him sitting outside my office door saying, are you sure you're okay? You know, do we need to get a set? Are you up to going into the classroom? He was incredibly compassionate. He's a professional. I've grown as a faculty member. I've seen him go out of his way for students on so many occasions. And I want to talk and support him. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mrs. Ehrenhorn, and we're sorry for your loss. Is there anyone else who did not fill out a card? Yes, sir, please come forward.
Dale Solak, I'm the privilege of completing my 44th year here at Citrus, and I'm still counting. I've been working with Dr. Lee since he first came to campus, and I echo everything the gentlemen and ladies have said beforehand. Consummate professional, the most fair-minded person I've ever met. Whenever there was an issue, whenever a challenge arose, his door was open. In fact, I think that's the mark of a model administrator, is that his door is open to the faculty as well as to the staff. Both on a personal and professional level, I can't speak highly enough for his character, his integrity, his self-discipline, his devotion to his family, to his students, to the department, and to the mission of the college. I can't imagine working under a better gentleman, under a better administrator, under a better dean. I'd give him my highest recommendation if anyone should ever ask. And I'm glad I have the privilege to speak on his behalf.
Thank you so much. We will be adjourning into closed session now. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry. Were you hiding back there?
I was. I'm Dave Rogers, president of the Citrus College Faculty Association. I apologize for being late.
That's okay.
I've known Sam for most of the time I've been here. I was dean briefly about 10 years ago. And both as a dean, as a faculty member, and as a union leader, I found him to be open-minded, professional, really a problem solver who can put aside biases and move forward. So I support him and what he is. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm sorry, did I overlook anyone else? Okay.